Now time for our Riverside Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. It's presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. We are joined now by Cyclones girls basketball coach, that is Craig Burns. Coach, playing some good ball right now in the middle of this midseason tournament. And let's start with the first round game of this tournament, again at McLouth on Monday night. You guys open things up and advance to the semifinals, taking on Maranatha Christian Academy, and you guys win it 57-28. So let's start there. Monday night, big win to start this tournament this week.
Yeah, we kind of got off to a slow start, and mainly because of them. They played some good defense and took us a little while to get rolling. But once we started getting some turnovers, started pushing the pace, it seemed to turn to our favor at that time.
We talked to Ella Whistler last week, kind of the contributions you have seen from her this season, and another girl that you have mentioned throughout the course of the year, and maybe we haven't really talked about as much as we should, is Nyla Duncan. You know, elite guard, both sides of the ball, maybe the best on-ball defender in the Northeast Kansas League. You're seeing some improvements with how she's kind of distributing and applying her skills at the offensive end of the floor. So, you know, Nyla, again, probably all-league, certainly an all-state caliber player. What have you seen from her throughout this middle portion of the season as we continue on this week at the midseason tournament?
Yeah, from Nyla, you know, she's been there since her freshman year. You know, ever since that semifinal game against St. Mary's Colgan, she hit 14 points and four threes to bring us back from 16, help us come back and catapult us to the championship game her freshman year. And this year, she is just, her leadership is on another level. And like I said, I like fast breaking. That's just my style. And I love pushing the ball up the court. And she is really, really pushing the ball up the court. She is snaking through the defense, then kicking it out for a three-point shooter or hitting a person underneath the basket for an easy shot underneath. And I would like for her to score a little more because I know she can hit that three. But as far as pushing the pace and getting others involved, man, and she's really doing that for us on the offensive end. And defense, I mean, that's just always been her key. She's always been locked in on defense, so we don't have to worry about that. But pushing the pace, man, she's really doing that for us.
You and I, we both grew up in different generations, you know, compared to where these kids are at in high school. You asked her to Google Steve Nash. Did she ask you who exactly that was?
For sure.
For sure. Just an all-time great point guard from back in the day.
Yes, and it's funny that, you know, I'm way older. I'm probably way older than their parents, too. So when I bring up names, I always have to tell them to do some research on it.
Cause yeah.
You'll find out some things. But I used to love how Steve Nash played, and he would always play under control. He controlled the game. He controlled the tempo. And one thing I really loved about Steve Nash is that when he would penetrate, if he didn't have a good shot or his team didn't have a good shot, he would dribble back out and then set the team up, and then we can run our basic offense, you know. And that's what I'm trying to get. You know, Nyla, she's been doing that. She just took it to another level in these last week or so. So it's really nice to see that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good player to kind of get some skills from and apply to your game. And Nyla, of course, one of the best guards in the league. All right, Coach, final thought here before we get you out of here. Tomorrow night, KC Christian is the opponent in the semifinals of the McLouth tournament. What can you tell us about them, preparation in regards to that, and the challenges to get yourself to a championship game this weekend?
The video and the film I've been watching, they have some good shooters, you know, people that can step out and knock down threes. So we're really going to have to focus on closeout and being on our players, not getting too deep on our gap assignments. So we're going to have to pay attention to that. And then also just on offense, we're going to have to push the pace, but not turn the ball over. There's times where, you know, we start getting pressed and we start throwing the ball around and kicking the ball around, and I have to kind of settle them down. So hopefully we'll stay settled in and locked in, and we can pull this victory out.
There it is. Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns joining us. Again, the Cyclones have won five straight. They're in the semifinals of the McLeod tournament. They'll take on KC Christian tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time very much. Good luck the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate talking to you every week and appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.